Okay, so we're going to be continuing through the Siddur, and we're going to be doing a tefillah, or begin to study a tefillah, which interestingly enough may not appear in your Siddur. So if you are using the Art Scroll Siddur, by any chance, if you have an Art Scroll, then just take a minute with me, please, and turn to page 2. We finish Mode Ani, and right after the Mode Ani, you'll find the following in your Art Scroll Siddur. Reshit Chokma Yirat Adonai Sechel Tov L'chol Oseihem Tilato Umedet La'ad Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Le'olam Ve'ed. You see that? Everybody have that. If, however, you are using the Koran Siddur, it's not there. It's not after Mode Ani. Right after Mode Ani, it's Baruch Atah Hashem Lokeinu Mecholam Asher Kidshanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu Al Netilat Yadayim. The tefillah, however, does appear later on page 11, after we say all the earlier tefillot in Birchot HaTorah. But what appears on page 11 in the Koran is a longer version of what appears in the Art Scroll. And here's the full version, and it's the full version that we're going to start taking a look at tonight. Here's the full version. I'll read it in Hebrew and then in English. There are 5 separate sentences in the full version. Reshit Chokma Yirat Adonai Sechel Tov L'chol Oseihem Tehilato Omedet La'ad. 1. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morasha Kehilat Yaakov. That was 2. Shema Bini Musar Avicha V'al Titosh Torah Imecha. That's 3. Torah Tehei Emunati V'keil Shaddai Shakai Be'ezrati. That's 4. And the last one, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ev. I was debating whether or not, in fact, we should start this. But one of the reasons that convinced me that I think we should is because actually in school, where I work most of the time, we teach this. And in fact, one of the key lines is a song that the kids learn from a very early age. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morasha Kilat Yaakov. So how can you not learn it if that's what we're teaching the kids in the gun and the youngest children? Even though it doesn't appear in the Art Scroll, it does appear. Why doesn't it appear? So it's a very good question. In trying to prepare for the series of Shiurim on this tefillah, interestingly enough, there's not a lot of Torah. There's not a lot of explanations in many, many Sidurim. Some don't have it, so you're not going to find an explanation. Some books that talk about the background Sidurim have something, but not a lot. So I'm going to start tonight, and I'm going to try to suggest some of my own thinking and maybe some chidushim, and I'm happy to hear your feedback. So let's begin at the very beginning. According to some, if you're going to recite this, then you have to do Netilat Yadayim first. And the reason that we would do Netilat Yadayim, the ritual hand washing in the morning, before you do this, is because unlike Mode Ani, for which you don't have to do Netilat Yadayim, this section of these 5 sentences actually contain psukim from the Tanakh. If you are already going to be quoting psukim in the Tanakh, then you're required to do Netilat Yadayim and say Birchot HaTorah, apparently. So according to those opinions that say, well, if you're going to include it, don't include it here, include it where the Koran Siddur includes it, because that point in the Siddur, you've already said you've done Netilat Yadayim and you already said Birchot HaTorah. But nonetheless, since the Art Scroll at least has a version of it in the beginning, I figured since many of us are using the Art Scroll, let's follow the order of the Art Scroll, but try to take a look at the full version of Reshit Chokma. So let's do the first sentence. Let's see tonight the first sentence. Reshit Chokma Yirat Hashem Sechel Tov L'chol Oseihem Tehilato Omedet La'ad. So this particular sentence is actually, this particular pasuk is actually a pasuk. It's a pasuk that you can see if you take a look at the little annotations in either Sidurim. It's a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, very end of Perek Kuf Yud Aleph, 111. Which means what? One more time in English. Wisdom begins in awe of the Lord. All who fulfill His commandments gain good understanding. His praise is everlasting. So let's take it one step at a time. Reshit Chokma. There's a Mishnah Masechet Avot, it's in the 3rd parak, it's the 9th Mishnah, and it goes like this. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa states, Kol shi'irat chet'o kodemet l'chokhmato, chokhmato mitkayemet. Anyone whose fear of sin, his fear of heaven, precedes the knowledge that he seeks to gain, chokhmato mitkayemet, his knowledge endures. V'chol shechokhmato kodemet li'irat chet'o, but anybody whose knowledge that he seeks precedes his fear of heaven, his fear of sin, ein chokhmato kodemet. Then, ein chokhmato mikayemet. Then, his own knowledge that he seeks, that he's gaining, that he's acquiring, will not endure. So what are we talking about here? What sort of wisdom are we talking about that you have to have yirat chet? You have to have a fear of heaven before you acquire wisdom. Is it wisdom in the Torah? And here we find some very interesting answers. So let me be very clear. Not all of us are going to school every day. Not all of us are going to university. We're not going to college. So what sort of wisdom? And not all of us are sitting in yeshiva every day studying Torah. We're not. We get up, we come to Daven, we do what we need to do, then we go to work, whatever area of work we're doing. Some are staying home and taking care of a family, some are going to law school, whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter. So what does it mean when it says, Reshit Chochma, Yirat Elohim, what sort of Chochma are we talking about? So I'm going to suggest to you that the Chochma that maybe we're talking about, and why this is specifically the very beginning of the day, is not just Torah Chochma. For sure it's part of it, but what about the other sort of Chochma, which we understand is different? Ezehu chacham. Anybody know how to finish the sentence? Halomeini kol adam. The chokmah that you get from what? From your everyday life, from the people you meet, from the work that you do, from your experiences that you engage in. That's a chokmah as well. And we do learn from many type of people. Throughout the day, we meet so many different types of people. We encounter ideas. We encounter attitudes. We meet challenges. So how do we evaluate and how do we decide how we're going to engage with these attitudes? Which ones are we going to critically accept and which ones are we going to critically not accept? What is the moral compass that you're using to assess the encounters that you have? And that's why this line says, Yirat Hashem must be firmly in place to help ground us and serve as a fixed marker by which we assess the Chochmah. We're going to encounter so many different things in the course of the day. But Reshit Chochma, what has to be first, if you want this Chochma to be Chochma that is positive and enduring, you need to first ground it in your scheme of life. You need to develop that lens by which you're going to be looking at everything that happens to you. Rabbeinu Yonah has an interesting idea. Rabbeinu Yonah, one of the classical commentaries on Masechet Avot, states that Yirat Chet must precede one's wisdom and serve as a moral and spiritual compass. Whereas yet another explanation, the Tiferet Yisrael, which is another classic explanation on the Mishnah, on Pirkei Avot, says something fascinating. He says, and he chooses to interpret Chochmah as not Torah knowledge, specifically not Torah knowledge, but rather the area of worldly knowledge. One who approaches general knowledge with a sense of Yirat Chet, an understanding that there is a divine lens by which we ought to look at the world, that person will avoid the pitfalls or the issues when you have to sometimes make those critical choices. And we do have to make critical choices because not everything we encounter is going to be compatible with the values of Torah. In the modern world, that, of course, is true. Yirat Chet, belief and the understanding of our relationship with God, must precede our encounter with Chochmah. Even Torah Chochmah needs to have that understanding before you inquire it. And then it says something interesting. Seichel tov l'chol oseihem. What's Seichel? Seichel obviously is intelligence, but I'm going to suggest something to you that maybe goes one step further. Anybody who fulfills God's Torah with a sense of genuine purpose, honesty, and purity of heart and intention somehow will gain an understanding that I think that the author, the Sefer Tehillim is saying is Seichel. Seichel is the goal of Torah. It's not just to fill you with details and specifics, but the Torah that you learn is supposed to somehow give you that Seichel. Now, I've had this amazing encounter with a lot of young men and women who have had yeshiva training. I don't know if you've had this experience. They have not gone to Harvard Business School. They haven't gone to Wharton. They haven't. They have not been officially given a degree in business. And somehow what? They have such seichel. They have an intuition about how to deal with situations that comes from where? Where does it come from? They haven't read anybody. They haven't heard Simon Sinek speak. Like, how do they know what to do? But somehow there's an intuition that comes from your experience of understanding the role of God and understanding your Torah learning and using it to develop your responses to the modern situation. So sometimes these yeshiva grads that we look at and say, well, what do they really know? They don't have a business degree. But sometimes I feel that these people do have a sense of seichel that not everybody has. When we develop and nurture the proper yirah and chokhmah, then and perhaps we understand our relationship to Hashem, and then to Hilato Umedet La'ad. We then will be able to praise Hashem and His world and His creations the way we ought to. Rabbi Hanani ben Akashu Meir, Atzakadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakot Yisrael, Lefichach, Yibrel Ham Torah, Mitzvot, Shenemar,